This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today. So spread the word. We also have a very important musical performance today. Fairfax Dan called in and provided for us some song that he had written and made up through his cell phone. We took a liking to it. Tommy really took a liking to it. And so he has coordinated with Keith Elgin, who is our song musician, to get with Fairfax Dan to come in studio together and perform It's the Nationals.
You would say official musician of the Grant and Danny program, Keith
Elgin.
I would say
that. Sang the national anthem for us last night. So Fairfax Dan will be here for the live world premiere of It's the Nationals at 1 o'clock today, which we're excited about. So make sure you're listening at that time. Hey, before we get to the Redskins Hill to Die on, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Am I being tested here? I've been waiting for weeks for this, and it just happened. Email comes out from the sister-in-law, who's also the wedding planner.
Yes.
To me and the fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
She asks about the picking out of linens and the matching of the drapes and all that kind of stuff.
Very important stuff.
I get a text from my fiancé asking if I want to accompany her to this day, whatever this is.
Mm-hmm.
She already knows I don't want to do that.
Right. She knows full well.
So is she looking for me to say yes, or is this just where I say no? Because I effectively said, well, obviously, I don't really want to, but if you want me to, I will. Did I already say the wrong thing?
Yes, you did. Marriages are about open, honest communication, about
right.
Sharing a journey together. The lead up to the marriage is not. The lead up to the marriage is you putting on the exact face and playing a game where you try to anticipate exactly what she wants to hear in this time of ultimate stress. You've already done the wrong thing. You've stepped in it. What you needed to do was say yes, absolutely, and show incredible enthusiasm. And if it's fake, she'll see right through that and resent you that much more.
But I don't think that she would even want me there. It's as if we're going shopping.
Here's what she would want.
I ruin her time if we go shopping. She wants to walk all around the store and look at everything.
Touch everything.
I just want to get out of the store.
You want to leave.
So naturally, I'm not in a good mood. Naturally, I'm not going to influence or impact her experience in any positive way. So I'm thinking this is the same thing. This is a big day for you. This is exciting. You and your sister-in-law, Allison, can go do this. Go do it.
You don't have to sell me on it. I know you're correct. Here's the thing. That's not what we're dealing with. What she's going to want, and this might hurt your head a little bit, that 6 inches or so in between your ears, this might cause a little bit of shrapnel to start bouncing around. Listen, she wants you to want to. Whether or not you do is entirely up to her.
Yeah.
She wants you to want to do the things.
Which is already lost.
Which is already lost. And she knows that you don't. Because when you don't want to do it, you wear it. Same as your boy. When you think something is dumb, you can't help but point out how dumb it is. Or at least, if you're putting on a smiley face, your body language will tell you that she now knows that Grant hates this.
So here's an update. I said, I will be happy to come if you want me to. She says, no, that's fine. I don't want you to. How do we feel about that?
Sorry, man. That's tough break.
I think that's good.
That's adorable. No, it's not. It's not good.
I think it's very good.
It's not. Because it's good in the sense you don't have to go.
Right.
But it's bad in the sense.
She's unhappy that I'm not going. I think she's very happy.
Dar,
did you go when you guys picked out all the stuff for your wedding? The linens and all that stuff?
Yeah, I was there for most of it.
You were? Why were you there?
Because it was the same time we were doing our food tasting.
Oh, so you're definitely going for that.
Well, yeah, I mean, like,
if it was a different day, would you have gone?
No, but everything was through the venue.
Yeah. Would Leanne have cared if you didn't go?
I'm going to say yes, just because it would have meant missing the food tasting, which would have been weird.
So he's got that kind of special exemption there because it was all in one.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain this better. I had to demonstrate. I knew that I kind of figured this out early on when I did a thing where I go, I think I'm being smart here. I go, you know so much more about this than I do. I'm lucky to be here. I'm lucky to be involved at all. Do you want to select it? And simply deferring to the expert. In other words, you play with the Chicago Bulls in the 90s. You're probably going to kick it to MJ for the final shot.
Please give it to 23.
Me going, you're the best at this. You should do it. That doesn't jive in this sort of teamwork situation. They're going, yeah, well, maybe we could have BJ Armstrong come off the bench and take a shot. Or maybe Bill Wennington should be set up for the final jumper. No, this is dumb. But because I did that early on, thinking that I was doing the right thing, let the person who's the best at it handle it, that made it awkward and awful for days upon end. I had to figure out then immediately that I need to demonstrate a huge willingness to commit to all these different things, even if my opinion is stupid, uninformed, and overruled summarily.
Chris on Twitter says, Danny is spewing all lies. My wife is a wedding planner. This is her day. I think Chris is right about that. Not that you're spewing lies, but that this is her day and she'll be perfectly content and happy not having me involved. I'll give you more on this as it develops.
Because it will develop.
It might develop. What is your Redskins hill to die on? That is the question. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. The way this works is you pick something that basically now is just a thing you can't get over. Like here's one. My Nationals hill to die on was that Dusty Baker had a terrible lineup construction all season long. It annoyed a lot of people. It stuck in my craw. It was a problem that I had that I'm not going to get over because I'm right and they're wrong and this needs to be amended. That's a hill to die on. That's just an example of how it works.
That's how it goes.
So, Danny, what is your Redskins hill to die on?
Terrell Pryor's drop cost the Redskins the game. Terrell Pryor's drop with 5 minutes left in the second quarter cost the Washington Redskins the game. Plenty of plays happen afterwards. Obviously, I'm not stupid. 35 minutes of football occurred after that moment. Terrell Pryor's gator-armed, stop running the route, ball hits you in the hands anyway, drop cost the Washington Redskins the game. At that moment, the Redskins had dominated. They were up 10-0. I almost called them the St. Louis Rams. Weird. The Kansas City Chiefs had 77 yards of offense and would have gone into the half with 77 yards of total offense if he makes that catch and gets a first down. The first down is so precious. Art Monk, you needed five, you got you six. That's what I want from my wide receivers, especially if you're a big wide receiver. That is, I don't know, what's the word? Physical. He was afraid of contact. And I think that's the thing, by the way. That he doesn't go over the middle, gator arms the ball all the time. He's on a one-year deal. He wants his next big contract. He doesn't want to get hit. No one get blown up, and I understand that as a normal human being, but that's part of the job description, sir. That drop changed the football game. From that moment on, Kansas City, 27 first downs, held the ball for 28 minutes, scored 23 points. The Redskins had the ball for 9 minutes and only managed 9 first downs. If you get that first down, the minimum damage that can happen is you don't score, and neither does Kansas City. The best thing that can happen is you march down and get points. That cost them the game. Against a good team like that was bound to start moving the football and bound to start doing things because their offense is that good, that moment changed the football game, and I will never forgive them for that.
I actually think that your argument is compelling and good enough that it's hard to argue it, to be completely honest with you. That's a hill you can die on where you might have a lot of soldiers around there with you laying there lifeless. But you're dead on that hill. I've got one on offense and one on defense, and mine are much bigger picture. That was a kind of specific to one play in one game, recency effect. We will get to your calls next as well, 800-636-1067. What is the thing that you are right about that the Redskins, or maybe just a lot of Redskins fans, are wrong about? That's your hill to die on for this team. I got one on offense that involves the wide receiver position.
All right.
And I got one on defense that involves a player that's shining through four games. Hills to die on for the Redskins. Next, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Redskins Survivor is underway over at Facebook. At 10:45, we'll tell you how you can vote someone off the island, how you can give someone immunity for Week 4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.